most of the water, what happens is it goes into this little black box, which gives us the temperature and the salinity.
Esther Kennedy, an environmental specialist for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, is explaining how her new science machine works.
That the percolator was made by Professor Burke Hales and some graduate students. He essentially puts these together in his garage. It is very intimidating. There are a lot of tubes.
Though it has a lot of tubes and does a lot of things, in short, it measures carbon dioxide in the water to help determine the effects of ocean acidification.
Scientists have known about global warming since, the 1980s with a lot of certainty. But for a long time, the thought was, thank goodness we have the ocean to absorb all this carbon, because otherwise things would be warming up much faster. Until suddenly people started to realize that the carbon in the ocean is actually starting to make it, is starting to change its chemistry.
They're sucking water out of Sitka Harbor at a rate of 20 gallons per minute through PVC pipe that travels from the floatplane dock behind their building straight into their research lab. Most of that water goes right back into the ocean, but a bit is processed through the percolator.
In this equilibrator, we essentially continuously bubble the water with a closed loop of air.
That bubbling air takes on the dissolved carbon dioxide concentration of the water going through the machine. It's a lot easier to measure carbon dioxide concentration in gas than in water.
It's very difficult to measure water directly. So the name of the game is, how can you get all of this information that you want out of water into a gas? Because if you can sort of solve the problem of getting things into the gas phase, then you can actually make really high accuracy measurements, and they're not that difficult.
Kennedy, informed by her background in geology, knows that ocean acidification is serious business.
Interestingly, sort of ocean acidification is associated with almost all the major mass extinctions in Earth history, which as a geological tidbit is interesting, but as sort of relevant to the modern day is a little bit terrifying.
When the ocean absorbs carbon dioxide, a chemical reaction happens, causing carbonic acid to form. Just like the vinegar dissolving baking soda in a science class volcano, that acid dissolves aragonite, a necessary component for shell formation.
When you start to shift that chemistry more towards the acidic side, things can't make shells anymore. But the point that we're getting to now and will continue to reach is the point where you just, as an organism, can't make the shell in the first place. Or it takes so much energy to make a shell that you have no energy left to do anything else, like reproduce.
And it's not just that. Kennedy says ocean acidity may affect how salmon navigate, and she says Alaska is potentially more vulnerable than other places because our water is cold. Cold water absorbs more carbon dioxide.
We are one of a bunch of other groups in Alaska that are starting to look really closely at ocean acidification's effects on places where people live right now.
And while the percolator is constantly measuring ocean water from Sitka Harbor, it can also measure the acidity in individual samples from around Baranof Island. How can people collect those samples? Well, beer bottles.
Well, so if you're going to collect a water sample for ocean acidification, you don't want it to exchange air with the atmosphere after you collect it. And so beer bottles are a really good way to do that because they have no gas exchange and they're cheap and they're easy.
They've been collecting data with the percolator since June, and Kennedy says there have been some interesting findings so far. Shell makers have an easier time in the summer because the saturation of aragonite is high. The water becomes more acidic in the winter months when photosynthetic plankton aren't in bloom to help absorb carbon dioxide, and water is more acidic at high tides, too. But overall, it will be a few years before researchers determine the larger trends of ocean acidification in Sitka's waters and the threat it poses to the marine ecosystem. Till then, they'll keep the percolator purring in the lab, one beer bottle at a time. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.